Well, thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic Program. And I tell you, I do have Congressman French Hill with me right now. And Congressman, I think we could do a daily update with you because things change almost hourly in D.C.
We live in amazing times, and it is certainly robust news. So it's always great to be with you, Bob, and thanks for the invite.
Everybody has been talking about the Iran crisis, as some even calling it. And what really strikes me, though, is when you have an Iranian general in Iraq, that should show some big flags of red flags, in my opinion. And then you've seen the breaking into the embassy, the U.S. embassy there. It's a little scary when I heard that. I had fear thinking we're going, you know, flashbacks to putting Nightline back on TV, which that's the reason that show even began, is giving us updates for the Iran hostages, which turned out to be years instead of just a few weeks that they thought.
Right. Well, Iran has been a malevolent actor for 40 years, disturbing any efforts to create peace in the Middle East. And Soleimani, who was killed over the weekend, was at the heart of that disruption and behind the scenes terror activity in the Middle East. He ran the Quds Force, which is was classified as a foreign terror organization back in April 2019, including the Iran Revolutionary Guard. Those two elements are a extraterritorial force. They have financial power. And Soleimani has been getting ballistic missile technology for Iran from Russia. He has led the military operations in Iraq because Iran wants to take over Iraq, something they failed to do back in the 1986 war. He has led the military support of Assad in Syria, which has led to over 500,000 people killed in Syria and millions dislocated in Syria. And of course, Iran controls Lebanon through Hezbollah, which controls the government in Lebanon. So Iran controls a large military operation, and President Trump has been very restrained in this environment. The attack on our embassy, the killing and attack of our contractor group in Iraq, those were the last straws that caused President Trump to take a modest, proportionate response to what Iran has been doing for the past 6 months.
And a lot of folks have been criticizing a little bit of this movement of Trump, but again, I go back to it. It doesn't make sense. Iran general in Iraq should show up big flags for me. I think that is something that should not be allowed, and he's not supposed to travel there.
Well, just in the last few months, they've attacked ships in the Persian Gulf. They've captured ships in the Persian Gulf. They've attacked the Saudi Arabia refining operations in Saudi Arabia. They've shot down an American drone. They've disrupted traffic in the important Persian Gulf region. They have attacked and killed American contractors in Iraq. They attacked the embassy in Baghdad. And as I say, they continue to be bad actors in Lebanon and Syria and actively attack Israel through Hezbollah. So there's nothing good about Soleimani. President Trump has, as I say, been restrained over these past several months by simply keeping economic sanctions on Iran. We had a modest reaction when our drone was shot down. We conducted cyber operations against Iran after that. But we have not had a defensive kinetic attack until now because of Soleimani ramping up the attacks on American interests. It's a defensive move, not an offensive move. This is not a move to ramp up war with Iran, which is what the opposition political party seems to just be currently obsessed with.
What do you think would be the next step?
Well, we need to see what the Iranians do over the next few months. What we'd like Iran to do is benefit the Iranian people by coming back to the negotiating table, and let's get a good nuclear deterrent agreement with Iran that includes limiting their ability to attack other countries in the region and have ballistic missile technology and attacks on Israel, for example. That's what we'd like them to do, is come back to the negotiating table and let's get a good Iran multilateral nuclear arrangement. That's what we'd like to see them do.
Well, we've ran out of time for today. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the impeachment here on KFFB's Open Mic. And Congressman, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
Thank you, Bob.